Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the third parak of Maseches Maaseros. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel Mishnah Tes and parak Gimel Mishnah Yod. We learned in the previous Mishnah, parak Gimel Mishnah Ches, that if you have, let's say, a fig tree that's growing in a chatzer, in a courtyard, so you're allowed to eat each individual fig one by one, and then it's not considered fully processed, and then you wouldn't have to separate Maaser in that way. However, the Mishnah said that if you were to have a lot of the figs at once, then they are considered to be fully processed, in which case you would have to separate Maaser before continuing to eat any of them. In Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes, we're going to continue discussing this halacha as it pertains to different types of produce, says the Mishnah. Gefen shehina tua bechatz, if you have a grapevine that's planted in the courtyard, no-till es kol ha'eshkol, says the Mishnah, you can take the entire cluster of grapes, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that you can only eat one fig and one fig separately. Here too we said that you can take each cluster by themselves. You don't have to pick off each individual grape, but each cluster is sufficient. Says the Mishnah, v'chein barima, the same is true when it comes to a pomegranate. You don't have to take each individual seed. You can take each pomegranate by itself. V'chein ba'avatech, the same is true when it comes to a melon. You can have each melon as it is. You don't have to take off slices individually. Divr Rabbi Tarfon, that is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Megarger Be'eshkel, no, that it, when it comes to a cluster of grapes, you got to take off each grape individually in order for it to not be considered processed. Uporei Perim, when you got to pick each seed individually. Vesofes Ba'avotiach, and you got to take each slice individually of the melon. As the Bartanura points out, we paskin like this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, namely, in order for it to not be fully processed, and therefore you could eat them in a snack-like way, you must have each individual piece individually as well. You can't take the cluster, you can't take the whole melon, you can't take the whole pomegranate. You have to take each individual part by itself in order for it to not be considered fully processed. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kusbar Shizrua Bechotch, if you have a coriander that's planted in the courtyard, Mekartim Allah V'Ochel, says the Mishnah, you would have to cut off into each individual leaf and eat it that way so that it's not fully processed. V'im Seiref Tseiraf Chai. But if you were to combine them and just have all the coriander at once, then you'd be obligated to separate Maaser before eating the rest of the coriander. Finishing off the Mishnah, Hasia V'Ha'ezo V'Ha'Kornis Shebechatz. If you have either savory or hyssop or oregano, different types of crops that are growing in the chatzer, in the courtyard, Imhayu Nishmarim, if they were specifically protected, guarded, that a person didn't want people taking them randomly. These are crops that were often growing wild in the field. And therefore, as we learned in the first mission of the Masechta, if something's just growing wild, then it's not obligated in Maaser. But here, the Mishnah says that when it comes to these types of crops that are normally growing wild, if they are something that the owner of the chatz, the owner of the courtyard, that's protecting and guarding and saying that only I can have it, it's only for me and my family, then chayav, and then it would be obligated in separation of Maaser. But if they just let it to grow randomly and wildly, then you would not have to separate Maaser from it, and then you would be able to eat it as you wish. Okay, now we are continuing with Parak Gimel Mishnah Yod, where we discuss cases where various types of trees or various crops are sort of half in and half out at different locations. Says the Mishnah, Te'ena shi'omedes b'chatzer v'note legina. Let's say you have a fig tree that is half in the chatzer, half in the courtyard, but its branches are leaning over into the garden of the person's home. Says the Mishnah, Ochel kedarko Potter. You can eat it in the regular way, and you can continue eating it. Potter, you're exempt from separating Maaser, because at the end of the day, the trunk is in the field, and the branches are in the garden. The actual figs themselves didn't enter the chatzer, didn't enter the person's courtyard, and therefore they're not obligated in separating Maaser, and he doesn't have to eat them one by one. He can eat them as many as he wants. Continuing in the Mishnah, Omedes Bagina Venota Lechatzer. But if the tree is standing, is based in the garden, but it's but the branches and the fruits are leaning over into the chatzer, leaning over into the courtyard, Ochel Achas Achas Potter. Then you would have to eat them individually, because at the end of the day, the branches, at the end of the day, the fruits themselves are in the chatzer, and therefore, in order to eat them, you'd have to eat them one by one to show that they're not processed, and then it'd be potter, it'd be exempt from separating Maaser. V'imtzeiraf chayev, but then if you were to combine them, like we learned previously, and eat them a lot at once, then you would be obligated in a separating Maaser, because then you're showing and demonstrating that they are processed, and therefore you'd have to separate Maaser before continuing to eat them. Continuing in the Mishnah, Omedes ba'aretz v'notel l'chatzer. Chutz Laaretz. Let's say you have a tree that's based and standing in Eretz Yisrael, but its branches are leaning into Chutz Laaretz, into outside of Eretz Yisrael, sort of on the border of Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Or Bechutz Laaretz Venota Laaretz. Or if the tree is based in Chutz Laaretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and its branches are leaning over into Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah, Hakol Holich Achar HaEikar, it all goes based on the trunk of the tree, because at the end of the day, when it comes to the whether or not you have to separate, and whether or not the fruit on the tree is obligated in Maisha, that's the whole question. If it's in Chutz Laaretz, then it's not obligated in Maisha, at least on a Torah level. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, then it is obligated in the various, in Maisha, Trumos, and so on and so forth. So we're saying that it's all based on where the trunk is, because at the end of the day, the trunk is what gives nutrients to the fruits, and if the fruits are getting nutrients from Eretz Yisrael, then it's obligated in Trumos and Maizos. If it's getting nutrients from outside of Eretz Yisrael, then it's not obligated in Trumos and Maizos, so it all goes based on the trunk. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ube Batei Arechoma Hakol Holich Achar HaIkar. When it comes to the Batei Arechoma that the Sukkim tell us in Parshas Bahar, that houses that are in walled cities in Eretz Yisrael, the seller can actually come back after a year and before, really before the year's up, and reclaim and really buy back the land or the house that he sold. So the Mishnah is telling us that when it comes to a tree also that was sold, if it's in a walled city, the rule still applies, that if someone sells it, he has the right to buy it back later on within that year. So we said there as well that it all depends whether the tree is part of the walled city or not. For this halacha, depends on its trunk. If the trunk is within a walled city, then the halacha would apply that you're allowed to buy it back after a year. But if the trunk is outside of the walled city, then the halacha would not apply and he would not be allowed to buy it back if the person that bought it from him doesn't want to sell it back to him. Continuing in the Mishnah, Uva Are Miklat, when it comes to an ear miklat, once again, the Torah tells when it comes to an ear miklat that if someone kills someone b'shogeg, if someone is an accidental murderer, then he has to run to these cities of refuge in order to be protected from the Goel Hadaf, from the relative of the person that was killed, who would technically have the right and ability to kill the person who killed his relative accidentally, unless he's in the city of refuge. But the halacha of being in a city of refuge applies not only to the city itself, but to the surrounding 2,000 amos. The tchum of that city is included, so you have to could be, you're safe within the city, and you're safe within 2,000 amos of the city. So now the Mishnah is discussing, what about a tree that is within 2,000 amos, but the tree itself is sort of on the border, that part of the tree is within the 2,000 amos, and part of the tree is not within 2,000 amos of the initial city. It says, the Mishnah, kol holich achar, no, if it all goes by the branches and the trunk. In other words, the goal Hadam doesn't have the ability and the right to kill the murderer, to kill the person who accidentally murdered his relative under that tree. Whether you're under the branches of the tree, whether you're by the trunk of the tree, if any part of that tree is within 2,000 amos of the city of refuge of the Ir Miklat, then the relative is not allowed to kill the person, and he's considered to be protected, and he's considered to be safe. Just finishing off the Mishnah and the Perek when it comes to the halacha of Maaser Sheni, like we've discussed many times until now, as we'll learn in the next Masechta on Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is when you have certain crops that you can either eat them and bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or you can redeem them outside of Yerushalayim and bring the money and use that money to buy food in Yerushalayim. So now we're going to be discussing a case where you have a tree on the outskirts, on the border of Yerushalayim and outside of Yerushalayim. And the question is, what's the halacha in terms of Maaser Sheni? Can you eat Maaser Sheni under that tree or not? Says the Mishnah of Yerushalayim, Hakol Holich Achar Hanof. In Yerushalayim as well, it all goes based on the branches. When it says branches, it means the branches and the trunk itself. So it goes by, Maaser Sheni goes by both the branches of the tree and the trunk of the tree as well. So we're strict on both ends when it comes to this particular tree. Number one, you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni under the tree. If you bring food to Yerushalayim, you got to actually enter Yerushalayim proper. You can't eat it under the trunk of the tree. And you also can't redeem the Maaser Sheni under the trunk of the tree because it still might not be considered part of Yerushalayim. Either it's part of Yerushalayim, it's not part of Yerushalayim, so we're strict on both ends of that question. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes taught us regarding various crops that are growing, where really there's a much smaller amount within the larger amount. So you have a cluster of grape, you have a pomegranate, you have a melon. So there's a machlokas in our Mishnah. Can you just take the whole cluster? Can you take the whole pomegranate? Can you take the whole melon for the purposes of showing that it's not processed? Like we said, you can only take one by one. So we said that there was a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon held that you can take the whole melon, the whole cluster of grapes, the whole pomegranate, and so on. Rabbi Akiva, who we passed, disagreed and said no, that if you want to demonstrate that it's not processed, then you're taking it one by one. You can only take one grape at a time, one seed of the pomegranate, and one slice of the melon. And then we said when it comes to coriander as well, you should only take one leaf by one leaf and eat it that way and not combine them and have many leaves at once. And then we learned about all these different wild crops that grow in the field, savory, hyssop, oregano, and so on, that are in the courtyard. And we said that if these are crops that the owner of the courtyard are guarding, protecting, and so on, then you'd be obligated to separate maaser from it. But if not, then we can assume that they are free for anyone to take, and therefore they're not obligated in maaser. Like we said, only things that are guarded and protected are obligated in maaser separation. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah discussed various trees and various types of trees that are standing half in a chatzer, half in one area and half in another area. For example, a fig standing half in the chatzer and half in the garden. So we said that if its trunk is in the chatzer, then you could eat it in a regular way because the branches are not in the chatzer, and therefore because the fruits aren't in the chatzer, you can eat it in a regular way without separating meiser. But the opposite, if the tree itself is in the garden, but the fruits, the figs, are the branches of the figs on them are in the chutzah, in the courtyard, then you have to eat them one by one to show that they're not processed. Otherwise, you have to separate meiser before continuing to eat them. And then when it comes to a tree that's half in chutzah or it's half in Eretz Yisrael, there too as well, it all goes by the trunk where it's getting nutrients. If the trunk is in Eretz Yisrael, then it's obligated in chumas and meisros. If the trunk is in chutzah Eretz, then it's not obligated in chumas and meisros. Then when it comes to a tree that you have to decide, is this tree going to be one that that if it's sold, that the owner can then come within a year? So we said it also goes based on the trunk. If the trunk's within the walled city, then the owner of the initial owner, the person who sold it, can come back and reclaim that tree. If the trunk is not part of the city, then the walled city, then the owner would not be allowed to come back and take it once again. And the question was regarding the Ir Miklat, that if a person's under a tree that is both within 2,000 amos and not within 2,000 amos, so we said that the Goel Hadam, the relative of the person who he killed, cannot come and kill him under that tree because it's still partially within the 2,000 amos of the Ir Miklat of the City of Refuge. And the last case was the case of Maaser Sheni, where you have a tree that's half in Yerushalayim, half not in Yerushalayim, so is it there too as well? We are strict in both accounts. Number one, you can't eat under the tree, it's not part of Yerushalayim, but you also can't redeem it under the tree as well, because it's still maybe part of Yerushalayim, might not be part of Yerushalayim, it may be part of Yerushalayim, so you can't eat it there, and you also can't redeem anything under there as well. So we're strict in both accounts of that tree as well. Have a great day.